News Talk CB with Megan Singleton to talk travel. Joining us now from bloggeratlarge.com. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. What about dive or dove, or dived or dove into the pool? Americans say dove.
They do too.
But that looks like dove, so it wouldn't read right, would it?
I know, exactly. He dove into the pool. He dove into the pool.
Yeah.
He dived into the pool. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you must see this all over the world. See, the Americans, you know what happened? The Americans stuffed everything up because they like everything to be simple.
Yeah.
And I was arguing this with my children the other day, you know, colour, for instance, they decided there was too many U's in there, too many vowels in there, so just took it out.
And they said things like, I could care less. Well, when you think about that, actually, the saying is, I couldn't care less.
No, true.
The Americans, I could care less.
No, I know. And the worst thing is that they don't say goodbye when they hang up on the telephone.
Oh, is that right? That's terrible.
Now, you want to talk about where old hotel soaps go to die.
Yes. Have you ever wondered?
No.
Because I do stay in the old hotel, as you probably know, and sometimes you are only there for one night and you use the soap and off you go. And I often will nick the moisturisers and the shampoos and conditioners because I think they're there for the taking. Mm. But soap, I don't want a manky soap and it's back in its little cardboard packet. So it turns out that I was quite right in that they do end up in landfills all around the world. And I have discovered that there is an organisation in the States that is washing the soaps, what an oxymoron, and recycling them and sending them off to countries where hygiene diseases are killing more children than AIDS and malaria combined.
Wow, who are these wonderful people?
It's a group called Clean the World. So I've done a bit of looking up. In fact, I wrote a blog about them. So I wrote, you know, this where it all comes from and what they've done. And they've been going for 3 years and they have distributed 8 million bars of soap to families around the world, which I think is pretty amazing. So it's kind of a cool thing for New Zealand hotels and motels to consider because I don't know, you know, obviously there's facilities in the States that's where they recycle all these soaps and send them away. But the distribution, I'm sure, would be really huge and be part of it. And, you know, and they ship something like, this one resort group that I wrote about has shipped 2,500 kilos of soap to basically this company to recycle it and instead of putting it into landfills. So there you go.
Awesome. Yes. And you steal the moisturiser? You do, don't you?
Only if it's a good one. And I've used the shampoo and stuff. I'm sick of these ones that don't, you know, foam and lather up your hair or moisturiser that goes on too thinly. But I do have a little bit of news as well. A couple of terminal changes and things happening over in Los Angeles Airport. If you hate LAX as much as I do, you'll be very pleased to know that within the year, Air New Zealand will be moving from Terminal 2 to Tom Bradley. Now, the Tom Bradley terminal has had $1.7 billion. It's still under construction. Spent on it because there's no duty-free shopping in LA.
Right, yes.
Oh, it's so frustrating. You get in there and you're there 3 hours before departure, you know, that's what they want you to do. And then all you can do is go to some TGI Fridays or something.
TGI Friday,
eat a couple of burgers and beers and wait for your flight. So this will be fantastic. So Air New Zealand will be moving over to Tom Bradley Terminal, which is Terminal 6 in LAX. And the other piece of news is they have just successfully trialled a new transit program. So if people are heading through LA to Europe, you've normally been stuck in a transit lounge. They've been trialling little passes where you can go out without having to go through all the scanning and X-ray and customs and bits and pieces and just hang around in the lack of shops that we've just discussed.
Well, that's good. And that's all on bloggeratlarge.com, including what happens to soaps and this new thing. And also, I must say, I went down to Rotorua this week and I stayed in a hotel. And I've been doing this quite regularly lately. I'm right into the old mountain biking. I've stayed in almost all the hotels in Rotorua. They're all a bit sad.
Right, okay.
They're all a bit run down.
You need to stay in the old Regent of Rotorua. It used to be a motel. It's a 1950s or 60s brick and tile motel. And it's been done up so fabulously. It could be an LA rooftop garden. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll go there because all the doors looked all beaten up as though some Super 15 side has come in and actually had a brawl out down the hallway. And the other things that I hate about New Zealand hotel rooms is the refrigerator in the room. I always have to turn it off because they're so noisy.
I agree. Yes, hate those. Always turn them off, and then always wonder if what happens to the next people that come in and nothing gets chilled because I forget to turn it back on again.
That's right. I also hate UHF milk.
And I also
hate the fact that there's no air in any of these rooms and it's too hot.
And then you put on an air conditioner and it's so noisy.
It's too loud.
Your earplugs out because you can't sleep.
And this has happened in hotels right across New Zealand. And when I've been overseas, I haven't had nearly the problems.
Mm. But you're obviously staying in a certain calibre of hotel, can I just say?
Yes, well, I'm a bit cheap. Yeah.
You're cheap.
Yes.
So you need to go and stay at this Regent. And it's not expensive. Google that. It's just a really beautiful little place. And I would totally recommend people look at that.
Megan Singleton on Travel. I thank you. And, of course, her website, blogger@large.com.